Okay. All right. I can get a CD ready. Okay. Yeah, I'm talking away here. I'll get a CD ready here. And then from computer, tape in, tape out. Those are the phones. That's the main mixer.
I do hear you, Kieran. You're on the air.
Okay, you got me then.
It's working. Everything is working perfectly.
All right, so...
What's coming up on your show today?
We got Devin Connolly coming up at 4 o'clock, and then we have Aspen and Carell coming in at 5 p.m. with their moms. And we got lots of pitching to do for this pledge drive. And I feel just a little bit behind and frazzled, but that's, 13 years now, it's nothing has changed. So... So that's my next thing. So next one, I'm doing Zoom on my own personal computer, correct?
Yes.
And so I can go on to the whatever link she sent me.
Yeah, just click on the whatever you usually click on every week.
Well, she sent me one for Cool Cats. I could probably just use that one.
It's probably
the same one, so I'm clicking on it right now, sending you to Zoom, going to click on the Zoom. I'm going to wait for that to stop, so then I can click Allow.
Yep, there I
see you.
And we did it. Wow.
Now you're on three ways.
Okay. There it is. Hey. Wow.
That's all right. We've got three versions of Kieran. We've got 30 seconds and the news is coming up, so I'm going to take us out and we'll listen to the news. But Kieran, we'll keep talking here.
Okay.
Here we go. We'll get out. Bye, everyone. We'll be back with Kieran in just a moment. All right. We're off the air now. So I think you're all good.
All right. So I got to get these headphones plugged in. Not quite sure why. All right, so headphones, check. That's headphones are up. The microphone's working. So how do we test this out, Tom?
I'm testing it because I'm hearing play a song, and I'll play. I have to play it in here. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Here we go. So you could be a little louder. Can you turn up your main a little bit on the mixer?
Yep. So that's up now. Main is up. Mic level from mic one. There we go. Whoa. Okay. There we go. Now we're
very good. Perfect.
Now the right one seems to be working partially.
There we go. Whoa. Okay. There we go. Now now we're
very good. Perfect.
Now the right one seems to be working partially.
keep fiddling with it, and it'll.
All right. Should we hang up this phone now?
All right. So I'll pick you up at 4:10 exactly.
Yep.
And I'll point to you. I'm going to help. I'm here. I'm going to help with Cool Cats and Devin. I guess Devin's coming here.
Okay.
And I'll put him on the Zoom. And then otherwise, just stay on the air at 5. Stay with your stream at 5. Don't click off of it.
Yes. Learn that lesson the hard way.
Yeah. So then we'll let that play, but I'll put the news over top of it and then bring you back at 5:10.
Okay. I'm going to hang up this phone now.
Yeah, we're done with that, yeah.
Okay. Great. I got to There we go. Oh, shit. Did I lose you, Tom?
No, I hear you. I hear you.
So where the heck are you? I can't. Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you, too.
Where did... Oh, my God. So I clicked to add a tab, and you disappeared. If I go down to Zoom... There you are. Okay. So that's all... So if I add a tab and go to YouTube and go to... All right, do you want to test, like, a CD right now?
I'm trying to figure out. I got an extra noise. Okay, I figured it out. Okay. Sorry, what did you say?
I was wondering if you want to test out a song from the computer and or a song from
the
CD. Test it on the computer. Yeah, we don't need to do it on Zoom, but test it on the computer, yeah. Play something into the mixer.
Okay, hang on one sec here.
Play something into the mixer.
Okay, hang on one sec here. Wow.
Of American Express.
Yeah, you can come in. Hello.
Okay, so.
You see, Devin's here.
Well, you know, Johnny always wore black. He wore black because he identified with the poor and the. And
all right, the, there he is. There's Devin. What's up, Devin?
He can hear you, I think.
All right, you hearing a song right now, Tom?
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Tom, are you hearing a song?
I'm checking right now. Hold on a second.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
I hear it, yes. It's working.
Go tell that long time.
All right, that's great news. So we got that one down. And just for the fun of it, should we test a CD?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'll hit a CD right now. This is tape in.
And just for the fun of it, should we test a CD?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'll hit a CD right now. This is tape in.
Volume. Maybe that's the issue. Okay, Sex Pistols are working.
All right, you're all set. So about 5 minutes.
So what do so I? Are you going to be on standby for the 5 o'clock as well?
Yeah, I'm going to be here the whole time. Yeah. So I'll help bring the cool cats in later. Yeah.
All right, I think I've starting to figure this one out, Tom.
All right.
Yeah, just a lot of moving parts. Hey, Devin.
Hey, how's it going? How's
All right, I got all this new fancy technology right now, and it's kind of working circles around me, but not too bad.
Great last month, yeah.
Awesome, yeah. I was really... Really stoked that he's able to step in. We were doing the, what's it called? Lobbying, not lobbying in Albany. Mm,
yeah. That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, you just gotta talk to a lot of people. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, wow, this is the best thing ever. And even if you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that worked out. It was cool to... You know, have so I think that was a first time for the radio.
What, a sub in or?
Yeah.
Oh, we had Lindsay coming once, right?
No, I meant for him.
Oh, yes, I think very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a chill cat. Works with the environmental team and working with climate change.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was a good convo, you know? Just worked out. All right, so song, figuring this all out. All right.
Anything about snow?
No. Are we truly in, are we in in fall spring right now? Because it feels like real spring.
I mean, it's not even maple syrup weather, right? It's not freezing at night.
Yeah.
Or is it freezing?
No, it's definitely freezing. Last night, it's definitely freezing. Yesterday.
Oh, last night was cold. That's right. Tonight it's 31, so I guess it is still getting cold.
We got I know maple producers have been out. And I think the guy who, one of the vendors that we were having for Maple Fest next weekend is tapping out because he's like, I'm going to be busy. So, people are going.
That is this time of year. It is maple syrup season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Evaporators are going. Weird, because I feel like I want to be like, it's so warm like most of the days. I feel like I should be outside doing stuff.
I've been trying to do as much as possible. It's like 50. It's like, oh my god, it feels so good.
Like, you know, like I got some things I need to dig up, but you know, dig it up, I'll just freeze.
And then the sun too is so nice this time of year because it's higher in the sky or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot more cognizant of that, where the sun is, because we got solar panels installed like a month ago. So it's like, you know, they give you an app that shows you, like, you know, how effective it is. So you can see, like, basically where it's highest above your house. And also, you know, where that one tree is that's blocking the sun from getting to your solar panels in about the middle of the day. Like, you got it. You there.
Maybe you should just take down a couple branches.
I don't know. It's a huge pine. It would be a project. Also straddles me and my neighbor's, like, property line, so... For now, I think
it's one of those. Kieran, about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. No, super exciting about those. Super, super affordable, too, actually.
Okay. Think I'm ready.
5 seconds.
And we are on. There's the finger. That's the pointer finger. Yes, that's right. That's me. The Monday afternoon show. My cue. It is the Pledge Drive. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in today, and thank you people who have donated already. We are off and kicking on our number 13. This is the Lucky 13 Pledge Drive. 13 years of community radio in Greene and Columbia counties, folks. This is what we have been doing, and we will continue to do, especially with your generous support. So, please, folks, once again, we don't do this all that often, but when we do, we really appreciate when you give us a phone call at 518-697-7400. Do your part as listeners. Do your part as our community members who appreciate independent media and free speech and all that good stuff. So call us up, 518-697-7400. And we will continue this awesome programming, if I do say so myself. Without further ado, we're going to one of our best Monday afternoon show guests right here. Devin Connolly is right here on standby. Devin from Cornell Cooperative Extension, welcome back to the Monday afternoon show. How are you doing?
Hey, Kieran. It's good. Good to be here, hanging in. How are you doing?
Good. We missed you last time, but we had a great convo with the stand-in there. You have just such good folks working over there at Cornell Cooperative Extension. I just appreciate you sticking with this segment.
Yeah, no problem. No, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we're in the depth of winter. We were just, you guys were talking earlier, like, how cold has it really been? One indicator of trying to gauge how cold, like, the previous week has been, I went over to the school and brought a round bale to my cows this morning and had the third graders help me roll it off the truck, which is really fun. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing. You can kind of see how cold a week has been by how much hay the cows have eaten. It's a strong indicator. It's very accurate. Mm-hmm. It's, when it's colder, they eat more. It's just the way it goes. Anyway, side note.
I guess they're just like burning off fuel. They just like, you know, they replace that energy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, up. From my understanding is that's really, that's a large part how they keep warm in the winters. They're just chewing. They're just chewing and chewing and eating that good hay. And yeah, it keeps their body warm that way. And when it's warmer out, they don't eat as much hay. It's pretty incredible. So, fun fact, side note right there, farm-related. What do we have going on your end, Devin?
All right. Well, first things first, we have one of our biggest events of the year coming up next Sunday. It's time for Maple Fest at the Agroforestry Resource Center in Accra. It'll be March 3rd. From 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., join us for this to experience the sweet world of maple sugaring at Cornell Cooperative Extension. Maple Fest is free of charge. Is accessible and registration is not required. Activities will take place both indoor and outdoor, so dress appropriately. Tons of things to expect and have fun with. First, there will be a hot pancake breakfast using the Phoenicia Diner's signature buttermilk pancake mix, and they will actually be cooking those pancakes as well, so expect them to be real, real good. We're going to have a tapping and boiling demonstrations, maple sap sampling, so you're basically trying, like, you know, the maple water straight from the tree. We'll be expecting some local maple syrup producers. There will be other local forestry organizations there, so even beyond maple syrup, you can make connections with the forestry enthusiasts and professionals. If you're bringing your kids, this is super, family friendly. There will be crafting with 4-H, and also there will be a winter walk at around 1 p.m. with CCE staff. And if you want to take your maple syrup knowledge just a little bit further, there is a paid course at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 called Maple Sugaring from Past to Present. This is with CCE staff and the staff of Wild Hudson Valley. They'll be taking participants on a journey through the past and present of maple sugaring. You can learn about the historical practices, experience current methods to collect sap, and just see, you know, maple processing equipment in action. So, yeah, that'll be at 10:30 to 12:30. This portion does require registration, so if you want to find out more information about either of these, you can go to our website at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. I must note that our website right now, you'll get a little error as you go into it saying, security. We just need to make sure that our SSL certificate is prepaid. But believe me, we're not trying to steal anything from anybody. So just ignore that if you are listening right now and trying to get onto our website.
Okay, good to know. Can we just go back to the date again of Maple Fest? When's that happening?
Maple Fest is Sunday, March 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
Agroforestry Resource Center in Accra.
I mean, I just, especially folks with children, I mean, anybody out there, but folks with children, man, like, this is a great way to connect to the woods, to the tree, to your natural surrounding, and it is really sweet.
Yeah.
Maple syrup is awesome.
And this is, like, such a fun, you know, little thing that you can do, too. Maybe, like, because we're not too late in the season to, like, grab some of your own equipment. You know, you can make it really basic. Grab a bucket. Be able to, you know, get your own sap from a, you know, learn how to identify a maple tree and tap the tree. And then, you know, be able to make that, like, a fun project as well. It doesn't take much to do really basic maple syrup production. You just need a tap. You need a bucket. And you need, like, a pot that you can just, you know, cook it off for a few hours or for... I would say a few hours, but it's a lot of hours. It takes all day.
Yep. I've done plenty of it, and it's an ongoing thing. Just boiling and boiling, yeah. But it's so rewarding in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maple syruping. It'll be a lot of fun. Next, we have the return of Think Differently. Through these Think Differently trainings, participants will learn how to utilize visual tools to support skill acquisition independence for their children. This is more aimed towards children on the spectrum. A framework is provided for understanding the different formats for visual supports. Tips and strategies are offered for how to effectively use visual supports to establish boundaries in organization, to provide cues, and to establish schedules and routines, and finally, to supplement social development. This is a completely accessible class. It'll be taking place at the Extension Education Center on Wednesday, March 13th from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. So this one's in the middle of the day. If you weren't able to make the last one, which I believe was in the evening, you know, hopefully this time we'll be able to work for you. Again, this one is in Hudson at the Extension Education Center. It's at, right on Route 66 as you're leaving town. So, yeah, not too hard to miss. And again, if you want to register, we do require registration for this, and that'll be at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events.
And again, Think Differently. It's a workshop. Is it just for parents?
Yeah, this is for parents.
Yeah. And parents who have children, particularly on some kind of spectrum, which is so many parents these days. And sounds like, yeah, it's just educational workshop there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yep. Next, we have a program that will be happening in Tannersville at the Mountaintop Arboretum. It's called Spring Emergence, Living with American Black Bears. This is going to be held and taught by our Master Forest Owner Coordinator, Shane Stevens, on March 30th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So if you've ever seen a black bear or witnessed evidence that they were nearby, you can join CCE at the beautiful Mountaintop Arboretum in Tannersville and learn the bear necessities about living responsibly with black bears that I might be roaming the neighborhood. This is very important to me as someone who lives in Round Top and is right up against the Catskill State Park. I think I have a bear who visits our, you know, the garbage cans around the neighborhood about once a month when they're out. At this class, you will hear from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation about the lifestyle of black bears and learn safety tips and best practices you can take to coexist with bears while avoiding unwanted encounters at home or on the trail. Participants will have access to educational handouts provided by CCE, the New York DEC, and BearWise. So again, to sign up, registration is required. Go to ccecolumbiagreen.org/events.
Cool. Get your bear on. Bear essentials, bear necessities. That was a good one, Devin. Sounds like
I wish I could take credit at it. I could only put the emphasis there.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Bear workshops. Love it.
And all right, the last announcement we have. I don't know if I've told you about these before, but our master gardeners, they all have volunteers. Sometimes they get requests to give talks. And we call these the Master Gardener Speaker Bureaus. So we do have one small class. It will be we're not hosting it, but I just want to put it out there. Monday, March 4th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Philmont Public Library. This will be a talk on managing pests in your garden. If you want to go, you'll have to contact the Philmont Public Library for more information. We have a wonderful presenter, our Master Gardener volunteer, Frida Pierce. She's awesome. Highly suggest if you are curious about pests in your garden, as you know, we are starting to think about spring these days. Encourage you to go. Again, that's the Philmont Public Library in, you know, Philmont, New York.
Awesome. That is so great. There's so much to learn about pest management, especially doing it different ways. And, you know, we have these invasions, you know, I remember the brown marmorated stink bug at one point, I think, is that one still around? It was destroying like berry crops and stuff. A lot of mm-hmm. farmers were dealing with that. We have the emerald ash borer. I mean, this one over in our area, probably yours too, is just destroying like huge amounts of ash trees.
And, oh, they're definitely in this area.
I mean, I don't know about you, but over here, I've witnessed an increase in tree companies.
Yeah.
Because people are having to take down a lot of these ash trees. So I'll be following that one. It'll be interesting to see because it's tough to deal with some of this stuff.
The price of firewood has definitely seems to have dropped since the MMO Ash War is, mm-hmm. and for terrible reasons.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of ash. Like, I called my firewood guy, and he's like, a little late to order a cord now, but I got all ash for you if you want that one. He's just got loads of it. So, yeah, interesting stuff. So much to learn. Master Gardener's program, that one's been for decades now, just an awesome resource.
Yeah, and we're still training folks. We just had our applications finished at the end of the January. The new Master Gardeners are starting to train. I think we have almost 20 new Master Gardeners, which I think is a new record, at least in that anyone can remember for right now. So super exciting about, you know, the health of the program and that continuing going forward, they're just going to be able to go bigger and better.
Bigger and better. All right. Sounds great, Devin. Well, this has been a great little update on what's to come in the area of Cornell Cooperative Extension activities. Again, folks, you can go to the website. You know, everything is there, too. It's ccecolumbiagreen.org. And then what do we do? Go to events?
Yep. Either you can find the events tab.
Right there.
Type it directly into your URL, which will just be adding /events. And, yeah, you'll be there.
Well, I'm fired up about Maple Fest. I mean, that's – I did a little teaching, you know, farming and gardening teaching, and one thing we didn't have many maple trees, but we had just enough to make a little bit of syrup. Mm. So it was actually a little later in the season by the time we got around to it. Mm-hmm. But of course, drinking the raw sap straight from the tree, kids just love to do that. Mm-hmm. It's such an amazing taste that you don't find on the shelves anywhere replicated, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I want to be a maple sap sommelier. That would be great. And then what we would do as a grand finale is a giant pancake party.
Yeah.
And the eighth graders, we did all outside on, like, hot plates and, like, kind of dangerous stuff. But, it was, you know, the eighth graders would make pancakes for all the younger kids. And then they would, of course, for themselves at the end. And we would just douse maple syrup on everything. It was just a giant party. And it was awesome. Those kids definitely
sounds amazing.
Will remember that for ever. It's good stuff.
More memories being made right there with Kieran.
There you go. And Maple Fest, there you go. And another one. Take your family, take yourself, yeah. Take your partner, take your kids, whatever.
I personally don't have too much information about this, but apparently you just mentioned that you didn't have too many maple trees. But I think one of our educators, Tracy Testo, has talked about using black birch as well.
Yeah,
there's a way to use that, and I thought, like, I don't have any maple, but I have black birch on my property, so I'm like, ooh.
Absolutely. The other one is box elder.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, box elder. I mean, you can tap so many different kinds of trees out there and have a similar result. It's just the sugar maple is the highest concentration of sugar, so it's the sweetest one. And it's the best ratio. It's a 50-to-1 ratio. So you boil, you know, 50 gallons, you get 1 gallon of sap. It's a lot of boiling. But other trees, you have to boil even more. I mean, like red maple, for example. You can do a red maple. We were doing that. You don't want to probably do, like, pine trees. Think that'll work out. But anyhow, yeah, it's so much to learn too. And so look into those birch. Let me know. Go get some birch sap, Devin. Have some fun with it and let us know how it goes.
Next time me and Tom can try it on the radio, on the show, and you can tell the audience what our faces look like, how they are.
And then you're gonna have your own little private birch fest eventually, because you're just gonna blow up.
Oh, one other thing I can mention about Maple Fest, this is actually to deal with food safety, is we will be testing, if you want to bring in a old, maple equipment, like a bucket, we can test it for lead. It's a huge, huge issue. Old buckets were routinely used lead in either, not so much even the, the metal parts, but actually the weldings.
Okay, like the soldering. So, like, the way they soldered the bottom to the sides of the old tin bucket or whatever probably used lead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, and we can, like, either show you how to do that or even test it there.
Good call. Good call. Yeah, we want to get on top of that. Yeah, lead, you don't want to mess with that one.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
So, well, Devin Connolly, thank you again so much. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Kieran. It's always great to like come on to the show.
And we'll catch you next month for the update.
Sounds good. All right. I'll see you then.
Take care, Devin. Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension, folks. Lots of events, lots of things to do with them. So check them out. CCEColumbiaGreen.org. And you heard the events that are happening. It's the Monday afternoon show. It is the Pledge Drive, the Lucky 13. Here we go, folks. We're going to be racking up the bills here, racking up the dollar bills from our great, wonderful listeners and generous people who continue to support this community radio station. So thank you in advance. Thank you to those who have already done so. And particularly of value in the financial world to us is our monthly sustaining donors. These folks who are able to give even just very modest amounts per month that are just ongoing. We're focusing on the number 13. So if you can spare, you know, these days it would only be a couple cups of fancy coffee. A couple lattes is $13 a month. You can go to wgxc.org. The information is there. You can go to /donate. You can sign up to be a monthly sustaining donor. Go to 518-697-7400. People still do make phone calls. That's great. I make phone calls. I called Tom not too long ago to make sure we could get this thing going remotely over here, and he picked up his phone. Well, if you give us a call, we'll pick up the phone, and if you would be so kind as to sign up as a monthly donor, $13 a month, sustaining donors is really a huge part of what financially makes this station work. It is community radio. We depend on this. We do not have corporate. We're not allowed to advertise. We're not even allowed to, even if we wanted to. So, and that's to your benefit because you don't have to listen to these crazy, crazy ads every like three songs or some car insurance ad that you really don't want, don't need, and it's just super annoying. We don't have that. And we don't have big, big money flowing in. It's the little money. We're little money people, so and that's partly what makes the station so darn cool and creative. And at 5 o'clock, I will be having, hopefully if we're still on, new programmers here on WGXC will be joining me, Aspen and Carol of the Cool Cats Radio Show, just after the news at 5 o'clock. We have DJs Electro Kitty and Meow Meow Kitty. Those are the official names of the Cool Cats. Kids programming here, very important. Kids are very important. Don't forget it, folks. This isn't just adult radio, all right? But we do have a birthday of an adult. Lots of birthdays of all sorts of adults and who were kids. One of them, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, born in 1932 on this day. Also known as The Man in Black. Pretty amazing biography, amazing musician, singer, songwriter. Here's a little clip and a song from Johnny Cash on his, what would be his birthday. It's his birthday.
Well, you know, Johnny always wore black. And he wore black because he identified with the poor and the downtrodden.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The man in black on his birthday, Johnny Cash, right there with God's Gonna Cut You Down. Pretty intense song there. He had a lot of intense, he had a lot of interesting songs, good man right there, Johnny Cash. Got news of pretty serious news, and we have news updates, all sorts. We cover all sorts of things here. We do birthdays, death days on the Monday afternoon show, anniversaries and holidays and festivals, and try to keep you a post abreast of what's going on in the world. Well, this story, you know, people, you know, desperate times, people need to be able to express themselves, share information, organize collectively and in a community way. And this radio station really helps facilitate do that in so many different ways, many creative ways, artistic ways. Also, it's an information situation where we have the ability to give you information as it comes locally, information internationally, nationally, from all sorts of different sources. We are not censored. We're not self-censoring here. It's a type of independent media and independent free speech radio that is really not common in the media. I said to a guy on a local radio station here that's been taken over, it was one of the last remaining local radio stations in Western Massachusetts, WSBS over here, been taken over by a Town Square, the corporate media conglomerates. I said, it's like the beer industry. He's like, what? What are you talking about, the beer industry? I was like, yeah. Four companies control 98% of the beer consumed. And it's kind of similar with the media. When you go all the way down up to the top, it's basically like four companies controlling 98% of all the media. We think we're so well informed. We think we get streams, feeds, everything, this, that, the other. But the vast majority of information that's going out to the vast majority of people in the United States is controlled by a very, very small minority. So we should be grateful to have this community radio station, WGXC, on its 13th anniversary. The lucky 13th pledge drive is happening right now. You're in the middle of it. You can give us a call and show us some financial love by going to 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Do not be afraid to just give a little something, because it really helps. Of course, you can go to wgxc.org and do the same. Go to /donate. wgxc.org is the place to be on this pledge drive. 13 years into it, woohoo! We're going to do 13 strong ones more to come. And unfortunately, I mean, it's not the most fun thing to do, but it's kind of fun. We every now and then we have to do these fundraising bits. So let's get it done. Let's raise this money and keep celebrating these birthdays. But the serious news I was referring to earlier is a man by the name of Aaron Bushnell took his own life just literally within the past 24 hours, I believe it was. He was a U.S. airman. He was an Air Force member, and he set himself on fire near the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. And he has died of his injuries. This self-immolation, as it's called, this happened during the Vietnam War. It's a famous image of a Buddhist monk setting himself on fire in Vietnam, I believe it was. And then this happened right in Amherst, Massachusetts, up in the Pioneer Valley, where near I went to college at UMass. A man named Gregory Levy set himself on fire during the first Persian Gulf War. Or was it actually the second Gulf War, the second Iraq War? Just the hopelessness that this world can make us feel can be so intense that even a member of the U.S. Air Force by the name of Aaron Bushnell of San Antonio, Texas, takes his own life. He live streamed himself on social media and said that he will not be complicit in genocide before dousing himself in liquid, setting himself on fire and while yelling "Free Palestine." That's an intense story. We want to just be thinking of those who have gone to extreme measures in this face of severe violence and hopelessness and genocide right now. Someone who helps us get through musically, I believe, is a woman by the name of Erykah Badu. And it is her birthday today. She's born in 1971. She blew up in the 1990s when I was just in college, high school and then in college. And just really, I think, is one of the most amazing female artists of my generation, female musical artists. So here she is on her birthday. Happy birthday, Erykah Badu. This is Didn't You Know?
I made a wrong turn. auto.
No, we're not doing any commercials because it's community radio. Give us a call, folks. 518-697-7400 and donate away. And thank you so much to those who have donated already. Stacy Skolnick, monthly sustaining donors. Thank you so much. We got James Keep News, Henry Linhart, Bernice Wijcog, Wijescog. Thanks, Bernice. Anna Skeim, Steve Shank, Grayson Schiller. Folks just are showing their generosity, becoming donors. We have one-time donors, monthly donors, a little bit of everything. So thank you, thank you, thank you. But especially to Henry Linhart and Stacy Skolnick and Anonymous for becoming monthly sustaining donors. We appreciate it. And, of course, the one-time donors, you folks rock as well. Let's go to another birthday, shall we? Fats Domino. Fats Domino, born in 1928 on this day, and performed and released and performed this song in 1957. And if you're having a blue Monday, well, maybe this song will cheer you up. This song is called Blue Monday. Fats Domino, happy birthday. Domino, Blue Monday on his birthday, born in 1928, New Orleans, Louisiana, right there where he was born. Good stuff. Good stuff. We have, let's see, the death day of Trayvon Martin was killed in 2012 on this day in Sanford, Florida. Shot and killed by self-described security vigilante George Zimmerman, who I believe was then exonerated and found not guilty of the murder of Trayvon Martin. Rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. We also have on this day Jimmy Lee Jackson was killed in Alabama by Alabama police in 1965 on this day. Jimmie Lee Jackson was a civil rights activist. And I don't have all the circumstances of that death right here in front of me, but you can imagine. Alabama in 1965, civil rights activists. Not necessarily being served and or protected. But we're going to go over to North Africa right now with some very beautiful sounds from the country of Tunisia. Here is a singer by the name of Galia Benali with the song Ya Musafir. And this is going out to all the suffering peoples in the world, and particularly the women and children around the world who are bearing the brunt of modern-day aggression, war, and unfortunately mostly male-dominated causes of suffering, like war and genocide. Here's Galia Benali with Ya Musafir.
لتبعد عني لتبعد عني وتشغلني ودعني من غير ما هتسلم وكفاية قلبي أنا مسلم ودعني من غير ما هتسلم وكفاية قلبي أنا مسلم تعني يا مسافر وحدك وفايتني لتبعد عني لتبعد عني وتشغلني وأصبر تسافر وحدك وفايتني لتبعد عني لتبعد عني وتشغلني بعد يغير أحوالك خايف 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 للغربة تحلالك والبعد يغير أحوالك خليني دايما دايما على بالك خليني دايما دايما على بالك يا مسافر وحدك وفايتني لتبعد عني لتبعد عني وتشغلني
when your hotel room
Kalia Benali out of Tunisia, North Africa. We're going right to Zoom right now. Sorry for the delay there, Zoom guests. Welcome to the Monday afternoon show. Thanks for zooming in.
Hey, thanks.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I don't think we've met, but I do really love your show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being part of this awesome community radio project that we're doing.
It really is a pleasure and a privilege as far as I'm concerned.
I couldn't agree more. So what is your name, sir?
I'm John Sturman. I'm one of the co-hosts of Ukuleles Unleashed, where we do a ukulele show once a month on the third Tuesday. And this year, 2024, we're doing the show live. So, everybody's welcome to come down to the Bridge Street Theater on West Bridge Street in Catskill on a Tuesday night, 8 to 10. And we usually, the first hour is live music. This past week we did The Day the Music Died. And we did a tribute to Buddy Holly and The Big Bopper and Richie Valens. We had 9 or 10 musicians. Singers and ukulele players. We had a drummer. We had a bass player, and it was fabulous. And, I hope that some of the listeners heard this. It was really terrific.
I mean, it's such a great instrument. I love the ukulele. It's just, it's so, I don't know. There's it's surrounded by like warmth and love and just mellow sort of vibes.
Yeah, that's right. And and ukulele players also have that kind of all-inclusiveness. Sometimes with other instruments, people are, I've got a really good instrument, yours sucks, and there's that kind of competition thing. But with ukulele players, it's, oh, you play the ukulele, come play with us. And so you'll get 2, 3, 4, 10, 20 ukulele players all strumming together, and there's a lot of it does really foster that kind of community. And so we've got a pretty strong community in Catskill. We play together every Saturday at 1:30, and we welcome everybody. We do it on the church up on the hill. What's it? It's Episcopalian, I think. I forget which church it is, but the people are really welcome, and they can go to our website, CatskillUkuleles.org, and get all the information. And we welcome everybody. And even if you don't have an instrument, you can show up. We'll put an instrument in your hands and show you how to play it, and everybody can participate.
Absolutely amazing. I am so excited about this. John Sturman, this is just so good.
I have to mention my partner, Carmen Borgia.
Please
do. Really is the force behind our group. And he's a tremendous player and a really talented guy, and really good at community development.
Well, you folks have brought something to the airwaves that, you know, this is the whole point of this radio station. It's like the creativity, you know, artistic, you know, just new, just, I mean, we have a kids program, we have international program, we have now a ukulele show.
Yeah, that's right.
This is just so awesome. And it sounds like you have kind of a developing ukulele gang organizing in Catskill over there, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Every week we'll have 10 to 20 people that will show up. And, you know, there's lots of regulars. There's also people that pop in and pop out. You know, it's a revolving community, and everybody's welcome. And well, everyone feels welcome, which is nice.
And tell me when the ukulele show is going to air on WGXC again, so we know. Do you have that?
The third Tuesday?
It's the third Tuesday of the month. I don't have a calendar.
Okay.
8 to 10 p.m.
It's the third Tuesday. It's 8 to 10 p.m. Hang on.
8 to 10 p.m. And, of course, folks, you can go to WGXC.org and very easily pull up the full schedule of everything that's playing all the time, all week long, all month long. And this information should be on there as well.
Show is going to be Tuesday, March 19th. And so at 8 p.m., you know, or 7:30 or 7, come on down to the Bridge Street Theater. I believe it's 44 West Bridge Street in Catskill. And you know, there's no admission. People are welcome to come. Carmen puts together a really nice program. And also a nice group of musicians. Some of them are professional musicians. Some of them are, you know, right out of our little group. You know, and there's a little rehearsal that goes on for before we put on the show, of course. And everyone has a great time. Last week, three women came as the U-Cats with matching T-shirts. They were fabulous.
The U-Cats, of course, for Catskill. Awesome.
Well, it's U-Cats, as in...
Oh, the U-Cats. Okay. The U-Cats, yeah. I got it. Okay, so the Bridge Street Theater is where a lot of this takes place in Catskill right there.
That's right. That's where we're broadcasting from.
That is fantastic. So ukulele, and just because I'm just fascinated, but we're out of time. John, I'm so sorry, but like ukulele, is that from Hawaii originally?
Yeah, the ukulele originally was ukulele means jumping flea. It was an instrument that the Hawaiians developed based on a Portuguese instrument that's very similar.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Not remembering the name of it, but it's not very different.
I mean, there's...
The ukulele is a Hawaiian term.
Okay. And just, I mean, I know it's so cheesy and cliche and whatever for so many people, but that song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel, and I can't pronounce his last name.
Yeah. Kamakawaloli.
That was, pronounce it very that, well was either, that was yeah. way better than me. It's just one of the best songs ever.
Ever.
So... I think, did we get cut off, Tom, and went automatically to news?
No, the Cool Cats look like they're on the Zoom, so we can bring them in right next.
Okay, we'll go to the Cool Cats. John Sturman with partner Carmen Borgia have co-founded the Ukulele Show on WGXC third Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. Tune in, folks, and we got to go. So, John, thank you again.
Yeah, see you, man.
All right, take care. All right. Oh, are they in?
I let them in, yeah.
All right. So we're going to go right to the Cool Cats. There they are. Wow.
There's one.
There's one of them. That is one Cool Cat. How's it going, Cool Cat number one?
I am very good.
Good.
But one of the Cool Cats is not here yet.
Okay, so. Well, we have to do news, so let me check in. Tom Rowe, are we doing news right now, or how's that going? I think it went to the news. This is a new thing where it goes like I can't hear you, Tom.
Huh.
Tom, you're muted.
I have to unmute my mic for you to hear.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
I'll put the news on now, and then hopefully the other cool cat will show up.
Okay, so thanks, everyone, for your patience, and thank you, Tom Rowe, and we'll be right back with the cool cat. Stay tuned, folks.
Thanks, everyone, for your patience, and thank you, Tom Rowe, and we'll be right back with the cool cat. Stay tuned, folks.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News.
All right, Tom, it's great to see you, man.
Yes, good to see you too.
Say howdy.
Thanks for coming by. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, are we off?
Congratulations on 13 years, man.
Yes, thank
You're
you.
You're awesome.
Tom, we're off.
All right, so we've got 5 minutes.
So we're off air right now, right?
Second, now I can hear you. Okay. We've got 5 minutes.
And we're off air, right? I think we're off the air. We'll just say we're off the air, and the news is playing because I hear Phil Grant.
The news is playing. It's got 5 minutes.
So we can
the Americans with Disabilities Act after a certain.
Okay. So hi there, cool cat number one. Which one are you?
I am Electro Kitty.
You're Electro Kitty, and I still haven't made the association. There's Aspen, and is it Corral?
Yeah, Corral.
Great names. I love those two names. Aspen's a strong tree. Great tree right there. And which one are you?
Oh, and do business, end quote.
Or you don't want to tell me?
Well, no, I'm Electro Kitty. He's Meow Meow Kitty.
And what are your other names?
But what's your given name?
Yeah.
I was like,
See, because I knew one of you was in fifth grade and I knew one of you was in seventh grade, but in my old age, it's getting really hard for me to tell whether you're in fifth grade or seventh grade. And I don't know whether that's a compliment or not, because it's just whatever. So which one are you?
I'm in fifth grade.
Okay, you're the younger one.
Corral.
Okay, which is Corral's. Corral, a.k.a. Meow Meow.
Meow Meow.
Electro. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I'm going to get to the bottom of this, hopefully maybe even before we go on the air. But it's also something we can figure out while we're on the air, and that can be fun, too. So I got your mom's name because it showed up on the Zoom.
Yeah.
So that was easy. Is it Naima?
Yes.
Naima. That's a great name, too. I knew a couple of Naimas. Okay, so Corral, a.k.a. DJ Electro Kitty of the Cool Cats, and hopefully Aspen, a.k.a. Meow Meow Kitty of the Cool Cats, will be coming soon. Is that right?
Yes.
I think he should be here in 5 minutes.
Well, that's right on time. He's fashion. Yeah. He might be fashionably 60 seconds late. Which right. I sometimes am to my own show even. So, all right. So we're just going to hang out. We're going to talk. And I got Naima. What's that, Corral?
He's right there.
He came in. He's actually early. Early. So which makes it right on time. So that would be Aspen. And Naima, I can't really do this on my phone, unfortunately. I'm wondering if you are able to send me these links to my email.
Yes, what is your email?
It's right there. You should have it, but it's if you want to take it down, it's oldbarn.riley.
Oh, wait, hold on one second. You said old what?
Oldbarn.riley, that's R-I-L-E-Y,
yeah,
at Gmail.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll see what I can do there.
Okay.
Oh, because it's not coming up on your phone.
WGXC.
I have an old school phone, and I can't play it from my phone, Or you could give me the name of the song. I can just look at it on YouTube.
Right. So one is, tell them.
One is 5 hours.
Well, that's easy. I'll just put it in the YouTube. 5 hours. 5 hours of chains. That's not you. And then what else can I put in there under the name? Cool
Waka
Cats?
Yeah.
And Cathedral by Boom Kitty.
But so I put 5 hours, and then can I put Cool Cats or another word in there so it comes up?
Yeah, sure. Cool Cats.
It's cool.
5 hours is by Day Oro.
Yeah. Wait, we need to at... Wait. We need...
Yeah.
Can
you
have
played this?
No. Oh, okay, good.
Okay, so I'm trying to find this thing.
It's the 5 hours one.
Yeah.
It's Dorro.
That's the artist.
Oh, Dorro. 5 hours. Static video.
Yeah.
225 million views.
Oh.
That's a very popular song.
Wait, is that it?
Okay, so we're gonna go live in just a few here.
20 seconds.
Okay. And then the other song was what? What was the other song?
And Cathedral by Boom Kitty.
Cathedral by Boom Kitty. All right, and we're just about to go on here.
It's the newest release.
Awesome.
I'm warning you, it is a long song.
You guys are on.
Okay, thank you, Tom Rowe. We were just discussing a really long song called Cathedral by Boom Kitty, and I believe we don't have Boom. I'm very confused now because we got Electro Kitty and we got Meow Meow Kitty. Who is Boom Kitty?
Another artist.
Awesome. So there's a
I got inspired with the kitty.
Do you folks have like a whole kitty gang going on here or what? Somewhat.
We need to start one.
There you go. All right. So here we are. We're live. It's the Monday afternoon show, and we have the coolest cats ever in history called the Cool Cats, and they have a show. Meow, meow. And we got Meow Meow Kitty and Electro Kitty. And this is new programming on WGXC. I'm so excited that you two are doing a live show. It's live, right? Is it going to be live or whatever? It's a live show, and it's a segment that I am so much looking forward to having on the airwaves. So you already did how many? You did one or two?
We've done two. I'm pretty sure of that.
Okay.
The first one I was kind of like, well, that one was different. It was our first one, and it was live. It went better than recorded.
Well, I was still nervous because I was like kind of like, and then
if the mistake happens, there's no changing it.
That like, is right. So, yeah. I know the feeling so much. I know what you mean. It's a little nerve wracking, but you did it anyways, and you stuck with it, and you went to the end of the show.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, so what I have my information, my not so secret information here, is that you guys did a workshop with Sarah Van Buren from the Hudson Area Library, having to do with the radio and stuff. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did your first broadcast live from the library, and this is the one you're talking about, right? Where it was a little nerve wracking.
Well, that one, well, it was like no, like the first one at the radio, like when it like, well, not the one at the library was more. It was like kind of like it was more like I don't know the like word, but like
an intro introductory show or like a
yeah, it was.
It was a practice run.
Yeah. And then, the first show that we did at the building for, like, the church, that one was more, like, nerve-wracking because, like, it felt real.
Okay, so I got it. So you had one at the library live, and then you went down into the basement of the church into the studio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so so I've been doing this radio show and working with this station for like 13 years now, and every time I go to do my show, I still get nervous and jittery. So how was that for you? How were you able to deal with that? You just kind of just did it anyways, didn't care, or how did that feel?
Yeah, it was we just like kind of
mess around with music.
There you go.
It was more like we were just flowing through it. I mean, it sounded pretty good,
It's basically just introducing and playing, and then we discuss little snippets of things that we do.
But it was, like, very, like, I was tense, like, oh, no, like, what if I, like, skip to the wrong song or something?
Well, hopefully you don't have friends that come in that say bad words like I do, because sometimes I'll have a friend that comes in and I'm like, you guys just don't say any bad words, and then they forget like 5 minutes later, and they're like, I'm like, you can't say that. So hopefully you guys are too young to have that problem. But there's
we know how to refrain.
Okay, good. Good. Well, hopefully. And he weighs. But yeah, so the point being, there's all sorts of things. Like, I hit wrong buttons, or I forget to turn up my microphone, or the worst is when you forget to turn down your microphone and it's still on and you don't know it. Happens all the time. So you powered through that first show. Tell me when the Cool Cats radio show is airing on. When is it on the schedule? Do you know offhand? I should have that in front of me. You know what?
March 8th.
March 8th.
That's your next one. Okay, so March
8th. Oh, yeah, and 8th. That's the day after Electro Kitty's birthday.
No way. Wait, you're Electro Kitty.
Yes.
You just referred yourself in the third person. I love it. Okay. So Electric Kitty's birthday is March 7th. Right?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't think too hard about that one because you should know. all right. So, and we have like, okay. So I got some more questions for you. I noticed on the schedule also that it's 6 a.m. on Sundays that you replay the show, and I'm going to assume that you're not in on that one live. Are you guys getting up and being in the studio at 6 a.m. on Sunday?
I wish.
I want to sleep in.
I mean, do you ever get up at 6 a.m.?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Usually earlier.
I know for the seventh grader, especially as you get more closer to teenager, then you really need to sleep in. Teenagers are the most sleep-deprived group of human beings.
I know.
It's a fact. And supposedly they need as much sleep as infant babies. So meow meow kitty, make sure pretty soon you're gonna be needing to get your sleep, especially on Sunday morning. So we got Sunday morning 6 a.m replaying, and tell me a little bit how you folk pick the music that you play on your show.
I just play my favorite record.
What's your favorite record?
It's a digital VIFM. It's a synthesizer fantasy digital trip Japanese record, and I really like it. It's basically a bunch of weird noises combined.
And it's volume 2. You can't forget.
Volume 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'm trying to look for this. This is where there's more information. Sorry, I'm just getting distracted. I'm looking. It's hard for me to multitask sometimes. Okay, so we pulled up a couple of songs, actually. And you mentioned that the Boom Kitties Cathedral is a long song. I show one here that's only 3 minutes and 23 seconds. That's not very long. Is that the...
it can be.
Okay, so if it can feel long.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have another one coming your way, folks. It's called 5 Hours, and what's the story behind this one?
Well, it's by a DJ, and it's, like, kind of, in the beginning, it's, like, instrumental, but then it, like, kind of, it's, like, then it, like,
turns black.
Turns electric. And yeah.
Okay, well, you don't need to say too much about it, because I think we should play. What we could do is play a song right now, and I'm going to try to pull up this information that I can't find right now, because I want to say more and ask you more about the show. This is super exciting. Are you guys excited about doing this show or what?
Yes.
Yeah. And you like being in the church basement down in the studio, like with the headphones, and it's
fun.
Do you get to work any of the board at all? Do you work the board, like where you do the levels or whatever?
Yes.
And you press, and then you got your laptop in front of you, and you're playing stuff off your laptop. Is that right?
Whoa. We do records.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my. Okay. That's like the most important part here. Folks, we are talking to two kids that are spinning vinyl, right? Is that what's going on? You guys are rocking the turntables. You're not scratching like a DJ, like a, you know, like Grandmaster Flash, but you're playing vinyl. And so all of this stuff, is your show all pretty much all vinyl?
It is all.
Well, we add some other things, but okay. Its main base is vinyl.
Okay, so yes. you're like, heavily vinyl.
Our own voices are included.
Our own voices, sometimes the instruments that we play, such as cello or,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah. That's right. So which one of you plays the cello?
Me.
That's you? Okay,
hello.
So Meow Meow Kitty, you know who lives in my neighborhood not far from here? A guy named Yo-Yo Ma. Do you know who that is? So Yo-Yo Ma was like this, is this amazing, like, Japanese, this cellist from Japan. And my brother played the cello, like, last century when we were your age. And he got to see Yo-Yo Ma in concert when he was your age, back in seventh grade. And he's amazing.
Yeah, I have a CD of Yo-Yo Ma.
You do? Okay, so you know Yo-Yo Ma. And I think he performs at Tanglewood. I live not too far from Tanglewood, just over here. Cello is a great instrument. So you play some cello on the air? That's a really big thing to bring into the studio. How does it fit?
I only use a 3/4 size.
It's a smaller one? Okay. It's easier to, so you're not bumping
it's not
in.
A full size, no. Okay. But then again, it's not like I'm playing a double bass.
Right. I mean, it's a small studio. Yeah. Which those are cool, too. I got a buddy who plays the double bass over here, too.
Yeah, I want to, but I can't.
Because you're too short?
Yeah. No, it's that my music teacher at school is being really stubborn that I have to have one at home, but I don't have a vehicle that can fit one, so basically, no go.
Tomorrow, there's this after-school program at my school. It's called Presto, and, like, a bunch of the grades, 5 through 8, get together and, like, play a lot of songs. And tomorrow there's a concert, I don't know where it is, somewhere in Ghent? Yeah. Camp Hill. There's someone who plays the bass in there, and
bass or double bass.
I wonder if it's my old neighbor. Is it Peter Scaller? Because he just moved to Camp Hill, Ghent, and he's a jazz. Oh, he plays a saxophone. Sorry, I think.
Ooh.
And he lived right down. And his wife was my old kindergarten teacher. Camp Hill, Ghent is awesome. I love that place. I know a lot of people there. Great spot. And so you're playing there, huh?
Yep.
Cool. I really like how you play the cello over here, and like you have some classical stuff, but then you're doing a lot of electronic music, and just it sounds very creative and unique and diverse to me. That's what it sounds like to me. Right?
Yep.
Very interesting. Yeah. Should we go to a song? Should we just play? I got to hear like what's going on here. What about this? Should we play the shorter one first? The Boom Kitty. So Boom Kitty released a new one called Cathedral. You can look it up. And should we just rock right on to it, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here it is. Oh, yeah. all I can say is wow. You guys were able to hear that. So that was awesome. That was an amazing song. That was Cathedral by Boom Kitty. And I mean, intense beat. The beat was like really hard. Background.
That's Boom Kitty's style. Listen to any song. The one thing you know is in common. Beats.
The beats.
Beat.
Absolutely. The beat. You got to have the beat. So back in the day, we used to say that that was a fat beat. Probably don't say that anymore.
No, I don't think I've ever heard that term.
It's fat. And I think it's spelled with a P-H. Fat. See, you're learning. You're learning from the old timers. So, yeah, wow, good stuff right there. And what goes into actually producing something like that? Did you two have a hand in producing that particular track?
No.
That's Boom Kitty.
Yeah.
Okay. But someday you could do something like that because this is all a learning process. So do you want to make music like that?
I mean, yeah. I've never heard it, but... I mean, if it has a fat beat, then
there you go.
Yeah,
gotta have the fat beat. So my son, he's now fully grown. He teaches in Boston, and he does rap music also and hip hop just for fun. And he has like so many albums and so many tracks out. And he has a buddy of his from high school that all his buddy does is make beats. The guy just sits in his room at the computer on his spare time and just does the funkiest, coolest, different kinds of beats. And then he sends these beats to my son, and my son writes poetry and writes lyrics and has a whole studio set up in his room where he raps. And so the two of them are like this team where now they have these albums out with Ethan's beats and Donnie from the poster on lyrics. And it's just the teamwork has made this thing happen. So I could see you two becoming massive producers of awesome music moving forward. You're the beat maker? Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's so much you could do in this realm. All right. So what do you have coming up on March 8th is your next show, correct?
Yeah.
And without spoiling it for people, what do you have in store? Are you going to be playing mostly music off vinyl, and that's kind of like what you do, or do you have any other cool stuff you're bringing?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I can't really tell anyone.
Yeah.
You can't tell anyone? Is it a surprise?
It's a surprise.
So if there's
any and all.
That's a good policy. You don't want to spoil it, you know, especially if there's a cello or something coming into the studio again. You don't want to spoil the fun for folks. But folks, you can tune in. What time is it at again on March 8th?
5:30.
That sounds about right. So, well, I'm going to get the actual information. I don't know why it just escaped me here. But why don't we go to another one of these songs? We'll go to the 5 hours, and this song is not 5 hours long, just so you folks know. And it's only like 5 minutes. But that would be kind of cool. So how did you find this particular artist and this song to play? How did you stumble upon it, if you want to just share with us?
Well, my friend from school actually told me about it. Well, about the artist. And then I found this song, and I thought it was really good. So I decided to play it on here. So
awesome.
And yeah.
All right. So why don't we go right to this song, 5 Hours by D'Oro. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's D'Oro with 5 Hours, folks. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Dioro with 5 hours, and it wasn't 5 hours. That was good stuff. So, you know, just it reminds me a little bit of, we had like electronic dance music and stuff way back in the day. You guys know what a rave is?
Yep.
So,
I've been to one.
So we had raves. It was like a new thing. No one had ever done this before, and there was like these renegade raves. I went to college up near to UMass Amherst, and they would like take over like these abandoned factories and just like set up turntables and like all sorts of speakers and stuff, and just dance all night long and have lots of fun. Lots of stories there. So that was there. Yeah, raves were a thing. So that's what that's reminding me of. So what else do you want to share with folks about your show? Yeah. Do we miss anything?
Not really, but I think we definitely, I don't think like we really knew anything about records. So like Sarah really helped us with that.
Records are fun.
Oh, and my grandpa, like, he say like he has like a lot of records, old records, and like some, I think he has like some, like just a lot of records. Yeah.
My dad has so many too. When I was your age, we started listening to my dad's records, and we would pull these old Beatles records and like the Beach Boys, and then he had like classical ones like Tchaikovsky, and there was one called Peter and the Wolf. It was a story. And then did Tchaikovsky write the music to Peter and the Wolf? I mean, he had these crazy records. And then he had the 45s. You know what the 45s are? They just play one song. So they're like mini records. They're like a little bigger than a CD. And you get one song out of it, and then you have to flip it. And on the B side is like so the Beatles have you know, their one hit song of 1964 would be on like the one side of this record, and then you'd have to flip it and then play the other side. So much fun.
I have some like smaller records, but not like, I don't know, they might be
the 45s. It's
the 45s.
Yeah, and then the big ones are the 33s. I don't know a lot about records either, so that's so great. And it's such a different sound too when you put the needle on the record when the drum beat goes like this. That's from Salt and Pepper. Yeah, great technology right there. Great stuff. And I'm so glad that this radio station, WGXC, who's doing the pledge drive, by the way, should we give the phone number? 518-697-7400. And you guys should encourage people to donate to this awesome radio station that has your show playing vinyl. Very important. So tell him to dig in the pockets and show us some love.
Oh yeah, come on.
Let's show do it. Us there you go. Love. You heard Electro Kitty people. 518-697-7400. This is what's been fun. This has been fun chat. Like, can we do this again sometime? And maybe I'll be a little bit more organized. I got a little frazzled today because I have all of this and I can't really show you all of this in my house now. Ooh, all the wow. technology. I got the mixer and the compressor and the digital audio thing. And it's like, I'm not a big tech person. I think records are fun. So, but I got it with Tom Rowe's help. We got it all set so we can do this again. And we could take this kit and we can go broadcast from places like the library or whatever. And we could just go to like a big event that's happening and broadcast live with people that are there and like interview them live and, you know, replay it and play around music. And it's just so fun to be able to do this radio. And I'm glad that you folks are doing it too. Stick with it. Yeah. You think you're going to stick with it? You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember like the first time I heard that, like I had a chance to be on a radio station. I was pretty, like, I was surprised. And I told, like, a lot of people that I was going to be on a radio station. Yeah.
So awesome. So awesome. Well, keep up the good work. I can't wait to tune in to your show. March 8th is the next one. Cool Cats. You can look up the full broadcast schedule, folks, at WGXC.org. And you can go to WGXC.org/donate to help keep this awesomeness happening. So, all right. Well, I'm gonna play a song because I now have the technology to play songs off of my CD collection. I have a giant CD collection that I refuse to get rid of. So, your music has inspired me to find an old. There's this one. It's called. Have you heard of them? Probably not. It's called The Third Planet.
No, I haven't.
If you ever look them up. They do a lot of fusion. They're like international musicians from all over the world. There's a lot of electronic, different kinds of beats and stuff like that. But like they're very talented and they have cool stuff. And I don't know. Are you listening? You can go on to the stream and hear it if I play this now. But I don't know if it comes out through the CD player. But anyway, I'm gonna play a song and sign off with the Cool Cats. We got DJ Electro Kitty with us and DJ Meow Meow Kitty. Want to give some last shout outs or anything to anybody to sign up?
Shout out to WGXC.
There you go. Donate, folks. What do you think, Meow Meow? Any last parting words, parting thoughts, anything?
I hope you enjoy the show. And if you do, keep listening.
There you go. Excellent. All right. I'm going to sign off then and play this song. Thank you again so much, both of you.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. It's a really mellow one.
This is a good song.
Thank you.
There you go. The third planet right there on the Monday afternoon show. Coming up on the 6 o'clock hour. Just want to thank all those good folks for donating to our Lucky 13 pledge drive. 13 years of it and going strong, folks. 518-697-7400 is the number to call to donate. This is community radio. We depend on you, our listeners, to help us get through this next section of financial responsibility. So thank you again, all of those who have donated, and to those of you who still will. You can go to wgxc.org/donate, and we'll continue to give you all sorts of funky, cool, unique, creative programming, independent radio, community radio for your ears, Green and Columbia County. Just doing it. It's the Monday afternoon show with Kieran here till 6 p.m. More birthdays. Anton Reichow was born in 1770. We don't always kick it classical on the Monday afternoon show, but let's do that now. This is Antonin Reichow with a Requiem. Thank you. There you go. Almost time to close it out. That's Sex Pistols with Holidays in the Sun here on the tail end of the Monday afternoon show during this Lucky 13 pledge drive. Folks, you can donate, and become a monthly sustaining donor. $13, a lucky $13 a month to sustain this station means a lot. You can bump it up to $20 a month. You get swag. You get radio station swag. We got t-shirts, tote bags, and go up to $30 a month, $40 a month. You get a sweatshirt, awesome WGXC radio station sweatshirt, which in a lot of cases, sweatshirts cost way more than $30. So you get that. Really, first, it's just you're supporting community radio. So, 518-697-7400. Give us a call. 518-697-7400. Just about ready to sign off here. If we have time, we might play a little Johnny Cash on his birthday, born in 1932. Buffalo Bill Cody, Wild Bill Cody, was born in 1846. The novelist Victor Hugo was born in France in 1802 on this day. We mentioned Jimmie Lee Jackson was killed in 1965 by Alabama police. He was a civil rights activist. We heard a song, Blue Monday, from Fats Domino, born in 1928 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Mayor Chevin was born in 1950, a peace activist, humorist, disability rights activist, and wise progressive. It's the anniversary on this day that Trayvon Martin was killed in Florida by George Zimmerman, and Florida's Stand Your Ground law bars prosecution of George Zimmerman for the shooting and killing of Trayvon Martin in 2012 on this day. Mabel Dodge Lujan was born in 1879, a Salonista, feminist, pacifist, and bohemian. Sounds like a great occupation right there. I want to become a Salonista. Sounds like fun. So happy birthday, Mabel Dodge Lujan. It's the festival of Mir, the god of fire, in Armenia. It's an ancient pagan celebration. And on this day in history, let's have a gander. What did happen in 1848? The Communist Manifesto was published by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. There is a specter haunting Europe. There's still a specter haunting Europe. 1919, on this day, the Grand Canyon National Park was established. In 1966, 4,000 people picket as Lyndon Baines Johnson, the president, receives the National Freedom Award. Freedom. In 1974, Ford Motor Car, Henry Ford, and their Nazi war efforts were all revealed in a Senate report. Dealing with the devil. Yes, indeed. A lot of history there that was secret. In 2011... 100,000 people march and rally in Madison, Wisconsin, following days of mounting protests against legislation aimed at stripping unions of collective bargaining. And in 1791, the Bank of England issues the first ever pound note. And they've been pounding us with it ever since. 1936, Hitler unveils the Volkswagen, the People's Wagon, in Berlin. Wow, it never got canceled, though. In 1993, a bomb exploded in the New York World Trade Center, killing 6 people. And we are just about out of time. We're going to play a little more punk going out with my old friends, 2.5 children. Here's Nationwide Sleep Center. Have a great week, and don't forget to donate to your favorite radio station, WGXC. Go to 518-697-7400 or wgxc.org/donate. Thanks, and catch you all next Monday.
Pompous-ass reporter who doesn't really know what they're talking about, but has the camera on them and a nice suit on and a nice styled hairdo and the eyes of the nation on them. You know, just pretend like that's happening and just talk a lot of shit.
Set to please, it's a comfort and ease, but it costs.